CliffCentral.com.
All right, we are live and we are here with you this morning at just after 7 o'clock on the 12th of February. Yes, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Anybody got any plans? Yeah, people are asking about you, especially because you had a birthday last week and you reconnected with an ex.
We're doing breakfast on Sunday.
Oh, very nice. There is something happening.
I took advantage of the sale at one of the stores. For Valentine's Day, they've put together meals that you can have that are like 50% off.
Oh, yeah.
That you would usually cook for your Valentine.
You're just going to eat it on your own, right?
I just bought the stuff for myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, we'll find out from Lorraine Maisel because she's in love, massively in love. She was posting something on her Instagram the other day and I sent it to Sia and said, we need to talk to this bitch, see what she's up to.
Is this the same guy that she was in love with the last time we spoke to her?
Who knows? We'll find out. It is the same dude?
Still Brad.
Okay. Oh, all right. Wow. That's amazing. Good for her. I got a call from a friend of mine yesterday. He and I were like close to best mates at high school, and he's just had a kid, and it's his first kid. His brothers, he has two younger brothers, they already had like families, his sister had kids, and he's the eldest, and he for a long time he and I would joke about how, you know, you're going to be single for the rest of our lives, and now he has kids, and he's very, very excited about it, but it all sort of just happened. So you see, again, it's never too late.
Mazel tov to him.
Yeah, if that's what you want, that's what you'll get. It may take a little longer. It may look like it's never going to happen. But if that is what you want and it's not on the agenda yet, just wait a little bit. Breathe and you never
I feel like there's still hope for you, Gareth.
I thought about it the other day. I mean, I don't for a second doubt that the most meaningful relationship anyone can have in their lives is with a child. In other words, when you're a parent of a kid, there is nothing. That's the first time most people ever look at the world and go, it isn't about me. I come second. Yeah. And
it's, for someone who's so into heritage and passing things on and, you know, you've always been very interested and appreciative of your own heritage. It feels like you should have a kid.
I've just never prioritized relationship happiness. I've just never put that at the top of my list of things that matter to me. And maybe if I did, things would be different. I mean, I've definitely dated people who I've wanted to be with. I wouldn't say forever, because I've never felt that way about anything. I'm very practical about the fact that we're all, you know, whatever happens to you in a certain time frame is what's meant to happen to you, and you can't make it last longer, and some things aren't forever. And that's the adult and mature way to go about things. But I do think, like, there's something to be said for kids, and I do think it adds huge layers of meaning to your life, which you won't experience if you're a person who doesn't have children. And I do think it boils down to selfishness. I think at the stage, and maybe I'm coming out of that stage now, where selfishness is not the priority, where it's not just all about me. Who knows? We'll see. It also depends on who you end up with. I mean, you won't want to have a kid with someone just because she's in your life. You want to have a kid with the person who you want to be the mother of that kid.
Yeah. But also, it's not uncommon to have, although it is uncommon, rather, it is quite rare, but I've seen it happen, to have a child with a very good friend.
I think it's different for girls, because you're still the primary person in that kid's life. And the father is almost like an optional thing if you're doing it with a friend. I think you've got to do it properly or not at all, because otherwise you do raise a child with all kinds of challenges. And as much as I'm a fan of the unconventional family, and I think that, you know, we spoke to this guy who's a polyamorist earlier in this week, and Eric, and he told us his story. I still can't wrap my head around it. There are some aspects of that which I think are kind of selfish. And then there are other aspects of it that I think are very open-minded and very liberal and very 21st century. But everybody has their formula. Just like we were talking about, you know, you and your relationship with your domestic worker and your feelings about your house and all that kind of thing, your pets even. Everybody's got to figure out their own way. And the good thing about being alive in 2021 is that you can choose whatever formula works for you.
Mm. Yeah. Look, we live in this day and age where age isn't really a thing. But I think, you know, now people are even having kids in their 50s, and 50 today isn't what 50 was 30 years ago. So still, hey,
well, okay.
Maybe don't leave the door completely open. Just leave the door slightly ajar.
A lot of my friends have started having kids in the last couple of years. Some obviously started a lot earlier, but there are a lot of my friends who are now having children, their first children. And I'm not broody by any means, but I see how many layers it adds to their lives and what it does for them. It enriches every experience. And, you know, I saw this with my brother and his kids too. So I don't know. And the nice thing about being a guy, Leanne, which is so unfair, I always think about how unfair it is to women. Because if you're a guy, you can pretty much have kids, you know, at any age.
Mm.
And obviously for women, it's a lot more complicated. Once you get past 40 as a woman, you have to think very carefully about having children because it becomes more complicated as you get older. I mean, there are those rare examples of women in their 60s who've had kids, you know, but that really is very, very exceptional.
No, but no, they've had to stay in bed for 9 months as well. They can't move their baby toe because they might lose the pregnancy.
Yeah, it's very touch and go. Snaya says,
Janet Jackson cancelled her tour as soon as she found out she was pregnant, and she was put on bed rest. She had to rest with her legs up to keep that embryo in there.
So Snaya says, I have told my psychologist I don't want children. I'm happy with being an aunt to my brother's daughter. I told him that I think it's selfish for me not to want kids, especially being a woman, but I like the idea of not having responsibilities other than myself. Black tax has made me resent the idea of having kids even more. That's an interesting point of view. I wonder how many young black people in South Africa are not interested in having kids because they've seen how that black tax has affected everybody in their family. And how, you know, a very big family does have its advantages, but it also has significant disadvantages. I wonder, we'll still see what the results of all of that are in future years. I mean, I know loads of black families that only have one kid or none.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I can name four of the people I know really well who have either none or one kid. So that's
apart from Pumi and Kanego, I don't know any others.
I know a few more, and I didn't even include Pumi, so now I'm going to have to say five. Reagan says, we're trying to have kids for 6 years now, nothing. Even doctors say nothing is wrong with me or my wife. I had known I wouldn't, if I had known, I wouldn't have pulled out all those years before. I mean, that's another thing. Hey, you know, those parents, here we are talking about, oh no, I don't know if I'd have kids or not. And then there are parents who are trying desperately to have children. There are couples who
Murphy's Law.
Couples who are so, so desperate to have kids and they just can't. I don't think I'd ever adopt though. I've always held people who adopt in very high esteem. I've been consistent about this from day one, that the noblest thing you can do on planet Earth is to raise with love and look after another person's biological child and treat it as your own. I think it is the highest, most admirable quality that there could ever be in an adult human being, is to do that. And yet I don't think I could ever adopt someone else's kid and raise it as my own. It'll have to be mine genetically and biologically. For me to
really?
Go, yeah, absolutely, 100%. No, not a shred of doubt in my mind. Linda says, don't wait too long if you want kids. My husband and I did, and then we got the news in 2019 that we can't have kids. You see? Again, these are interesting cautionary tales. Mr. Schmangel says, hey, Gareth, you can have a kid. Get a surrogate mom. I helped my lesbian friends out to have a kid. I gave them my fantastic sperm. So there's a child, there's baby Schmangles running around, and
wow,
his or her two mums, and then Mr. Schmangles off on the side. That's interesting. So interesting. Sia, you idiot. 50, 30 years ago is 80 today. Simple maths. Come on. When you were trying to calculate ages earlier.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
If you aren't getting what I'm saying, whatever. I just have to get it off my chest then and say, I think the kids are so overrated. I really do.
Have you heard about this gorilla girl, a gorilla glue girl? This girl who got super glue in her hair.
Yes.
It was all over the news. Do you know the story?
I clicked on it and I looked at the picture and I read the first few sentences, okay. But that's all.
So yeah, so what's happened is there's this fucking idiot and she ran out of hairspray. Yes. She's an idiot. She ran out of hairspray, and so she used super glue in her hair in order to style it. And obviously we all know, even a five-year-old knows, that if you put glue in your hair, it's not going to come out. So this idiot has...
Also, I think it's in America, and Gorilla Glue is super glue, right?
That's correct, yeah. So anyway, she's now going to have her hair shaved off because it's been super glued. And she's got a GoFundMe account and something like $20,000.
What?
Yeah. $20,000 has been paid into this stupid idiot's account by people who feel sorry for her because she's like got an online following or whatever. She puts up stupid videos or whatever it might be. But now she's got $20,000 in her account. Because people feel sorry for her that she put super glue in her hair. I think she should have no money at all. If she has any money, well, it should be taken away from her.
Because it's not even the fact that she has to shave her hair off. Just a few hours ago, yesterday, she needed to have the first of, I think, three surgeries to deal with. Because this is glue.
Yeah,
and this is not just... Yeah. The glue that you and I used at school. This is super strong adhesive.
Have you ever got super? Have you ever got super glue on your? Skull. Have you ever gotten in your fingers? Because you actually have to. You either have to chew or cut or peel that skin off. It's gone. It's a fucking mess. So all right, I feel sorry for her because obviously she's an idiot. But the fact that there are other idiots in the world who will contribute $20,000 to her. Now, I mean, it could be one person who's just joking and like, oh, I'll send her $2. You know, what a moron. I'll send her $2. Who knows? But there are kids, you know, who've got GoFundMe accounts because they've got cancer or something. And those kids aren't getting half of that money. It strikes me as very unfair. The world is a very unfair place that a moron like this should find her account topped up to the tune of $20,000 just because she did a stupid thing. I have no sympathy for this person, and I would never contribute a single cent to someone like this. I don't think you're a good person if you feel bad for her. I really don't. I think you're a misguided idiot. You're just as stupid as she is if you feel sorry for her.
Over the past couple of days, she's amassed more than 820,000 followers on Instagram alone. And she's been updating her followers on what has been happening this whole entire week. It is alleged that she's also considering suing the company Gorilla Glue.
How?
Because she claims the product's warning label does not mention hair. And
come on.
I'm just the messenger here, and thought that the super glue was safe because it said multi-purpose.
This makes me so angry. Why does it make me so angry? I don't know this person. It has no impact on my life. It's not a problem to me. I'm going to move on. My day is going to go ahead whether or not she'd done this or not. Why does she annoy me so much?
Just...
I know. I don't know how to answer that, but yeah, I feel you.
So this is how it all came to be. If you haven't seen the photos of her yet, she has very short and thin hair. And so what she's used to doing is slicking her hair down using some sort of a styling gel. And she had run out of that specifically. So she thought, how else can I slick my hair down to make it stick onto my head? And that is how I can go on with my day. And that's when she thought, oh, yeah, you know what? I can actually use some glue just to slick down. And then I can come back home later and wash the glue all out. 15 washes later, when she came back home, she couldn't do it.
Her name is what? Tessica Brown?
Tessica Brown.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Tessica, as in Jessica with
Tessica,
a T.
Tessica Brown.
Exactly that. Yes. I was first just stopped by watching the video and the sound of her head was what got me. It sounded like she was rubbing a bowling ball.
See,
it was just if sleek I were in charge.
If I were in charge of, where did you say she got all these followers on Instagram or on TikTok or where was
Instagram,
it?
Instagram, yeah.
Okay, because she does all these TikTok videos as well.
Yeah, she also shared on TikTok. Yes.
So I think anyone who followed her after that should also be banned from social media, including you, then, Sia, because you followed her.
No, I did not follow her. Okay. I am here to report on her.
This is why it's a good thing I'm not in charge of anything, because I would ban those people for life from all social media if I had the option. Because if you follow someone like this, first of all, there's something really sick about you, that you're interested in other people's pain and torment, but also that you support idiots. I'm very against stupid people. Have I told you this before? I've always been against stupid people. It's one of the discriminations of which I am most proud and which I think is still socially acceptable. So I heard the story and I couldn't believe it. I mean, Gorilla Glue Girl. Imagine that's what you're going to be known for the rest of your life. Oh, hey, someone introduces you at a party. This is my friend Tessica. Hang on a second. You are Gorilla Glue Girl, aren't you?
Already with a name like Tessica. That's a little unique. Name. We'll remember that.
So stupid.
Yeah, I wonder if it wasn't sore or not.
Because it was sore.
I'm sure, yeah.
Can you move your forehead much if it's all lodged and stuck?
It's going to look weird. It's going to feel weird. And it's going to take a long time for it to all come off. And if she's had to have surgery to remove some of it, it's not a pretty sight. So look, you know, stupid has its own punishment baked in. In this case, this woman probably never grow a normal head of hair again, and she'll deserve it. So we don't need to pile on. I don't know why I got so upset. I don't know why stupidity upsets me so much, because it is its own punishment. I don't have to be upset about this. Let me take a deep breath and rethink my position.
Okay.
I'm okay with this, now that I think about it. You go ahead, Tessica. And if you get attention from other people on social media, that's also all right for it. Why am I upset about this? It's stupid of me. I'm being dumb as well. Devin says, surgery, did they leave the head on? That's good. All right, very, very nice.
You know what I'm not okay with? Have you guys seen what has happened with... We call them Weet-Bix. In the UK, they call them Weetabix.
No, what's happened with Weet-Bix?
They, it's such a stupid story, but it now has my attention. They posted I'll call it an ad on their social media. Mm-hmm. Let me read it word for word. That they said, why should bread have all the fun when there's Weetabix serving up Heinz beans on Bix for breakfast with the twist? They put baked beans on a Weet-Bix.
for breakfast, baked beans on Weet-Bix for breakfast.
So just to be clear, because I was a huge Weet-Bix fan. Weet-Bix in South Africa is different to Weetabix. Weetabix has sugar in it, and we eventually did get it in South Africa. It's the Weet-Bix with the rounded corners, and it's called Nutrific or something like that.
Okay.
But still, it doesn't matter.
It's gross.
Even if it is Weetabix with the sugar in it, that is so weird. Ugh,
with baked beans. Mm. No, I think you again, as stupid as its own punishment. Let's just move on. I do want to bring up this email from GP Coco, who's in Norway. It says, over here in Norway, you remember we were talking about how we were going to get Sia a lordship in Scotland so that he could go around calling himself Lord Sia Sangwen. Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
So GP Coco says, here in Norway, titles, academic or otherwise, are not even worth mentioning. That's interesting. Doctors, medical doctors, will introduce themselves by their first names. The king and queen of Norway are often addressed by their first names when they're interviewed on TV. Hmm. So King Harald and Queen, what is her surname? I mean, her name, I can't remember. But so they just call him Harald. They don't even use Mr., Mrs., or Ms. Nobody uses them. They just use your first name and your last name. Who one is as a person is more important in Norway. So maybe we can all learn something from the Norwegians. They certainly seem to have a better society in many ways than other parts of the world. Sia, you don't like that. You want people to be called your illustrious eminence.
Absolutely. Guess where I'm not going to go anytime soon.
Mm. I've got a book for you. I actually was thinking about this when we were talking on Monday. Give me a sec.
Oh, okay. Gareth has surprises for all of us this morning. Old photos of you. A book for me. A show for all of us.
Okay. I found a book for you called Debrett's Correct Form. Okay. And this is a book about how you're meant to address people.
I'm already sitting up straight.
So let me just find this quickly. So Sia, you've got to call people. So if, for example, someone is a cardinal in the Roman Catholic Church, mm-hmm. you call them Your Eminence.
Oh, okay. I like this book.
The Pope is called Your Holiness.
A lot.
Right? And they go through all the different kinds of forms of address in here. This is all about how you also write a letter, how you do an invitation. I mean, this is the most incredible book. So obviously, military titles come before noble titles. So if someone is an admiral and they're also a duke, you go Admiral the Duke of whatever. So
okay.
So if you're a field marshal, then that comes way before anything else that you are. It's interesting. But then that's the opposite of Norway, where they seemingly don't care about any of this stuff. But I'll find the right title for you, Sia, and then we'll start calling
you. Thank you.
Reagan says, I think the public servants don't deserve to be called honorable because this bunch who we have currently do not deserve to be addressed like that. Yeah, I think that's probably, you won't find many people who care about people in Parliament in South Africa being called the Honourable. Tracy says, the most disgusting thing I've seen with regard to food is a mum who threw a packet of Cheetos in a pot, melts the Cheetos, then adds popcorn seasoning in the pot, stirs, and then adds macaroni. It is radioactive red in colour. I was dry heaving as I watched this. It is disgusting. Well, you could find YouTube videos of people making gross food. My favorite one, speaking of Norway earlier, is this surströmming. Do you remember that? Surströmming is, Leanne, you're on mute. Surströmming is this thing that happens. I think it's in Scandinavia. It's either Norway or Sweden or both, where you get this pickled fish that is... it's like it's dry aged and it's revolting and it's oily and it stinks. It's like apparently the most disgusting smell in the world. And you can go onto YouTube and you can watch videos of people trying the surströmming for the first time. And they all start throwing up, all of them. It must be the most disgusting smell in the world. It's like old, rotten, pickled fish. Of the worst kind. Yeah. So yeah, that would turn anyone into a vegan or a vegetarian. Anyone.
Oh, you know when you have something sour and your mouth just gets extra salivary?
Oh my God, that's, yeah. Like when you know
just
you
talking about that yeah, gets that.
Almost like when you're going to throw up and those glands at the back of your mouth start working. So got to do a quick update because Ruth says she saw a new ad for The Bachelorette. And she's worried because this means her fiance is going to subject her to this rubbish. Oh boy. But we were alerted to something yesterday. Someone sent me a picture of Aviwe, who used to work on Cliff Central, and he is one of the Bachelorette's guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Bachelorette is a former contestant from the previous season. Mm-hmm. I think it is.
Kriniso.
I call her Kono for short.
Oh, okay. Well, besties.
Well,
Kriniso fun.
So but, our guy.
She's the actress, right?
And also Phumzile Fandam's sister.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, here's Aviwe. Someone sent me this picture of Aviwe from The Bachelorette's Instagram. And Aviwe is now a contestant in The Bachelorette. And he used to work for us. So good for him.
Can't believe it.
I still don't know if it means... I know it's not going to get me to watch. I mean, I didn't watch...
I'm still watching.
Remember how you guys tried to get me to watch Our Bachelor? And then the second season of Our Bachelor, you tried to get me to watch the international ones. I've just never been able to get into that show. But there he is. Aviwe is now a contestant, so we'll all be rooting for him, even if we don't watch. You were saying The Bachelorette, you're still watching it? You're still watching the overseas?
I'm still watching Australia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm telling you, I might get into Love Island. That might be the only one I do.
Yes. I think that's still coming, hey?
Yeah, it's the end of this month, I think. Because I keep seeing ads. Do you know what I did yesterday? I feel very culturally superior today because I watched an adaptation of Shakespeare's Henry IV, Part 1.
Ah, and a modern film?
Yeah, like a film version, but they've been very true to the actual text in Shakespeare's play. And it was really well done. It's got Jeremy Irons in it. And there are a number of actors and actresses whose names I can't recall for the moment, but they're all well-known faces. And they all acted out exactly according to Shakespeare's script, but it's beautifully put together.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a series called The Hollow Crown, and I watched the first episode yesterday. It's really good. I mean, it's long. You forget how long Shakespeare's plays are, but I enjoyed it. And you know, again, the language is just so good, and I haven't...
Oh, that's lovely.
I don't know about you, Leanne, but I haven't read or paid attention to Shakespeare since high school.
Well, I studied it for 3 years in varsity. Yeah. I studied English, and Shakespeare was a huge part of that. I just absolutely love it. But now, what platform is this on?
It was a series. I'm subscribed to so many of them at the moment, I don't even know which one it comes from. Look up The Hollow Crown, you'll find it.
Okay.
So that's something I'm going to be probably doing this weekend. Have you got any other weekend plans? Except for Valentine's Day, pigging out on two
dinner for one.
Yeah, but two people's meals because you get two for one, right?
No, man. So I bought a piece of fish that's
Surstrom.
A couple of percent off.
Mm.
No, definitely
it's not. It's
not
Surstromming. Are you sure?
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. So, Leanne, Lenise wants to know how you're feeling. Are you better? Yes. Well, we actually addressed that at the beginning of the show. Leanne had, it was a false alarm.
Yeah.
She had cold symptoms, but, you know, as everybody at the moment, everyone feels like they might have COVID anytime they develop a sniff.
Well, it turned out to be a lot worse than a sniff. It went to my chest. I'm still battling. And the last time, the last time this happened, was in 2018. And
well, you should really get rid of your crack pipe. That would be a good start.
Well, you know, some of us beg to differ. But the last time...
Words of the great Whitney Houston, crack is whack.
Yeah, right.
This the coughing is right on.
What's going on with your coughing?
I'm having a bit of a... I think that's why Lenise asked. She probably saw me coughing. So now it's just making me cough more. But the last time this happened, I ended up in hospital, Gareth. I don't know if you remember.
No.
With pneumonia and bronchitis. And you were like, but when are you joining the show? Because I joined back in 2018. And I was like, I'm in hospital. Give me a break.
No, I wasn't interested. And that's why I don't remember. I mean, I don't care about your health ups and downs. Who the hell gives a shit about that?
Gareth, you say that as she's about to cough a lung out.
Leanne, I've got to ask you, and don't get upset about this. How could you possibly get sick if you've been wearing a mask everywhere? Aren't masks meant to be 100% safe against everything?
So I was wondering the same thing. But it could have happened very easily through anything. I mean, through deliveries.
Why bother with a mask then?
So the last time I was sick was 2018.
Smugness.
I'm not going to entertain this.
Why bother with a stupid mask if the stupid mask can't even save you from the common cold or a throat infection or whatever it is that you've got? Sounds like a waste of fucking time.
I would have had flu or a cold 50 times more than I have if it weren't for masks. Other people wearing masks and not splattering all over me. I didn't get pink eye from someone vomiting in my eye, did I?
No, well, it happened once, all right, and that does not a rule make.
Don't make it a common occurrence.
No, these masks are such bullshit, and now they're saying in America, like, you've got to wear two. And my point is, like, if you've got to wear two masks, why don't they just make the mask double in the first place? You know why? Because it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't work. Doesn't help. I see these people walking on their own in the street far from everyone else, and they're wearing the mask. Why are you doing that? Hey, Law.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Jesus, what's going on with your sound over there? I can hear myself twice. And you got headphones on?
I got headphones on. I've got headphones on. Morning, Lee. And
hello.
Law, why is your camera not on?
Because I've just woken up and I look like a crazy person.
Come on, show us.
It's just us.
Are you ready for
it? I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hang on. How do I put my camera on?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. For fuck's sake, look at that hair. It's all over the place. How's it, Law?
It's my crazy look.
So, Law, what's been happening? First of all, happy Valentine's Day for Sunday. I see you and Brad are loving it up.
Oh, I am so blessed. Yeah, no, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? Well, I think on a Saturday night, we'll ease from 12 o'clock at night. We'll ease into a little bit of lovemaking. So we'll start at 12. That's the way to start.
Very nice. Lots of lovemaking.
And then we will, I mean, he's actually, you know what he's been doing? I mean, I'm going to get so high.
What's that?
40 years. For 40 years.
Wow.
I have never had anybody buy me a Valentine's present. I've had a Valentine's present on my bed every night for three nights now. With a beautiful note. Have you
and
ever?
How long have you two been together?
It's 18 months now.
It's amazing, and he's not out of love with you yet.
No, the poor boy's hanging in, bless his soul.
Law, this is so nice. I'm genuinely very moved by this, because I know you had, at one stage in your life, you'd almost given up on love.
I did give up. I went out with that. Remember, I had that sick one that was in hospital dying of kidney disease, and fell in love
your
with
child?
Him, and he was my 40. Yeah, my childhood romance from when I was 14, bless my soul. And I went back to him, and somehow or another, he opened up my heart. And I found Brad. And I found love.
That's so beautiful.
Who would have thought?
How old were you when you and Brad started dating?
57.
See, again, there's a theme for today. The theme for today's show is it's never too late. We started with Elon Musk. We spoke about people having kids in their 40s and 50s, and now we've got you falling in love in your 50s. Look at Sia. He's crying. He's so emotional.
I know. I can see. Oh, Sia, are you crying?
Bliss, I can't wait to officiate this union.
Oh, bless your soul. I must be honest with you. It's honestly, at 56, to have met somebody, I'll be 58 this year, to have met somebody that is, I mean, he is a lot younger than me, but he, honest to God, he is just, he's, you don't find people like this around. There's just, and there's hope for everybody. So I will tell everybody that you will always find somebody. I never believed it.
Uh-huh.
All my life, I didn't think you would ever, I would ever find anybody. I thought, oh God, I'm going to be that chick that's going to be on the own for the rest of her life with 5 million cats in her house. You know.
Do me a quick and favor. Just, can you just turn your volume down on your side a little bit? It might just remove the echo.
Is that better?
Let me see. Yeah, that's better.
Hello.
It's gone now. That's perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. There we go. So, Law. You are quite. You have quite a voracious sexual appetite. Is that why you've got a younger man?
How do you know I have a sexual voracious appetite?
I'm just guessing. I'm guessing. Am
You're
I right?
So right, G.
I'm right. Hey?
You're so oh. right. You are so right, G. Oh. You're so right. Yes, I have, and that's probably. I don't know. You know what? I lied on Tinder when I put my Tinder profile up.
Yeah.
Instead of putting myself at 55 or 56, I put myself at 45. And he just swiped, and there was it is. He was 11 years younger than me.
Gee, wow. And you keep him, like, fulfilled, and you guys are both, you're having a go every single night.
No, oh not every Lord. Night. Not every night. No, I can't. I'll be exhausted. I can't even wake up this morning to have a conversation with you, and you want me to have sex every night, 7 days a week. Are you mad? I look like Kate Moss.
Judging by your hairstyle this morning, you had sex last night. Rough sex.
No sex last night. I'm telling you, but we do it often. We have a great sex life. I mean, we're very blessed.
We've been through all kinds of life changes with you. I mean, the Lorraine Maisel that we know now is very, very different to the Lorraine Maisel I met, 12 years or more ago? Because
it's 15 years ago. About 16 years ago that I've had my business for 15 years. And I met you when I was working full time at a job. So it's about 16, 17 years that I've known you.
So, yeah, I mean, how's your business going? Because this has been an incredibly weird year.
My business is, I'm very blessed. Thank God it's been going good.
Mm-hmm.
Styling Concepts, my Joburg office is still going and we're doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we are doing very, very well, but we are definitely doing okay. I'm still standing and I'm blessed to be standing. My Cape Town office press room, yeah, it's not so great, but we're still going, and we keep pushing it. You know, PR is something that all brands need to use and do. You know, it's so changed PR. Mm. It's not about just sending out a press release anymore. It's definitely about influencers and how we can build relationships. So I'm very blessed to have built relationships over my 20 years in this industry. 20 years. I can't believe it.
I'm pleased to hear that. That's really good. And have you had to lay off some staff or kind of change the way that you do business just to keep alive?
No, I haven't laid off staff. In fact, I've had some girls that have left and I've had to employ. So I've been very lucky that I've had to do job interviews. I've had some team members that have left to go and study or... nobody's really found another position in another company, but yeah, I've been able to employ and I've been blessed. Yeah, that way.
First of all, is someone playing with a ping pong ball in the background? Because I can hear a ping pong ball going around, and it's driving me crazy.
It's my kitten.
Oh,
do
okay.
You want to see my kitten?
Yeah,
it's
show
my kitten.
Show us your kitten.
Oh, let's see.
Hang on.
It's my kitten.
I hope it is actually
a kitten.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
No.
What's wrong with that cat?
Oh, hi, Kitty.
It's got so two different color eyes. This is Benjamin.
Hey, Benjamin.
Benjamin Maisel.
Shame Law, didn't you a while ago you had to have one of your dogs put down or like?
I had to have my 20-year-old Persian put down.
Cat, yeah, that's right. What was her name?
So that was Lulubel Maisel.
Yeah, Lulubel Maisel. That's right. You always give them the surname.
Yeah, now
as well.
We've got Benjamin Maisel and we've got Lily Lou Maisel. We took two. We couldn't take one because they were going at the rescue place and I couldn't help but, I mean, have you ever?
That's a very cute
cat. Where do you get Persians that are rescues?
There's a woman called Joy. She's amazing. I got my first two Persians from her, the one that I put down. Her name's Joy. She's just a Persian woman and she just has all these millions of Persians in her house.
Wow.
And I was just in time. I don't know why I didn't want more cats because I've got two already. So I've got four cats.
Me too.
Yeah. Jesus. I'm available. I'm not available sexually and romantically, but I'm so got four cats still.
Yeah.
I'm still a cat chick. So, nobody else can see me besides you guys, hey, bless.
Well, listen, I mean, none of us have Valentine's Day plans, so you are the luckiest of all. I mean, here you are with a happy relationship, you've got a good life going. I see you still smoking, Law.
I am.
You're not going to stop?
No, why?
Okay. All right, no, it's your business. I'm not going to get involved. Totally up to you.
I'm a smoker, unfortunately. So, Brad isn't.
Tracy, I'm telling you he doesn't like it. So I'm going to say it for him because he probably hasn't said it yet because he's still in love with you and all that shit. So I'm going to tell you, if you don't stop smoking, he's going to leave you.
Okay. I'm going to stop right now. It's
disgusting.
I shouldn't let you see me smoke. I'm having my coffee and my cigarette.
I have had girlfriends who've smoked, and in the beginning you put up with it because you're in love and it's all very nice and you're getting to know the person and it's still exciting. And then after a couple of months, you're like, oh, please, everything smells of smoke. It's disgusting. Stop. So
I know, Shame. You know what? I feel I'm very conscious of when I kiss him.
Yeah.
Because we kiss so often, all the time.
All the time.
Oh. I promise you, there's so many little love hearts coming out of my head. I must just say, we kiss all the time. So I'm very conscious of it, and I try not to smoke too much. But he makes me a coffee and gives me a cigarette in the morning. Blessed.
Blessed. That sounds so sexy.
Blessed.
So, Law. A lot of people who remember you from all the shows that you've done on Cliff Central and even TV, Tracy says, are you still in touch with the other contestants on Come Dine With Me?
No, I'm not. So I never became that one guy's bestie, JC.
I don't remember.
JR, JB, whatever. I mean, I lost on Come Dine With Me was because I forgot the one girl's name. I think her name was Storm and I called her Sky. I think it was Sky and I called her Storm. And I came stone last. Bless my soul.
Yeah. I've watched, I think I remember seeing you on that show, but I don't remember the details of it. I just remember you were funny. You made me laugh. You were great.
Yeah, I mean, I remember one of the things is, don't put this on TV. I was doing something ridiculous. I can't remember, but it was such a fun show to do. It was something I never thought I would ever do. But yeah, it was fun and I had a great time and it was beautiful I had a beautiful table. It was beautiful. It was a great show. It was exciting. It was really fun. It was hard work. Four days of shooting.
You haven't had the COVID, hey? Because everybody, the first thing anyone says to anyone, oh my God, have you had the COVID? You haven't.
My doll, fortunately, bless my soul, I haven't had COVID. I've been very, I'm not neurotic. I'm just a bit, I'm very cautious. I did go and have my hair cut, as you can see, about a month ago. And my hairdresser was very strict and she made sure we were wearing masks and sanitizing. And she cut my hair through my mask. But she found out that she had and she was tested. So I went into isolation for a week and then I went and I tested, but thank God it was negative. So no COVID, thank you.
Did you know that Leanne's had it 8 times? despite wearing a mask everywhere.
He speaks that shit, lol.
Oh my God, what is he talking about here? Why are you
trying to stress you out first thing in the morning?
Lol, she's been very ill, hey, 8 times, and she wears a mask everywhere. Like, Leanne is totally paranoid, but she still got sick.
No, you're lying, Lee. Tell me the truth.
He's stirring. Don't believe a word he says.
Is he stirring? Has he got a big, bloody, massive wooden spoon and he's stirring pots?
Yeah,
exactly. You're all stuck inside your homes. We're not going to get any sick.
Well,
got to be careful, even though I have been opening my office.
Oh, so you've been going into the office? That's good. I think it's really important for people to get out there and do normal stuff, huh?
Yeah, no, I it's important. I have, you know, I've got a small team, so I haven't got a big team. I've got a very, I've got this 5 or 6 of us,
mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of us, and we're very social distance in the office, and we wear masks, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very, and we sanitize, and I get my house, my office sanitized. I've had it bombed a few times.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have do you ever have homeless people come in and try to drink the hand sanitizer?
No, that never. No, that's never happened to me. Thank you. Where would you find that? Where
I had a hospital fellow inmate who used to drink the sanitizer. No jokes.
Were you in hospital for COVID?
Yes.
Shut up, Gareth. Please,
she was 8 times, Law. 8 times she was in for COVID.
No, it was way before the days of COVID.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
All right, well, Law, listen, it's good to check in. I'm so pleased we got to check in with you before Valentine's Day, because to me, the love that
we're going for lunch on set on Sunday as well.
Nice.
So we're going to start off with sex.
Yes.
We're going to have a gifting. I bought him 2 beautiful gifts.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to go for a beautiful romantic lunch at Indian.
Yes.
Indian food.
Yes.
And then who knows? Maybe we'll finish it off with a bit of
more sex.
Possibly.
Oh, Jesus. I think you're having more sex than some people I know in their 20s and 30s.
Probably.
Yeah. Good for you.
And I'm close to 60. Bless my soul.
Good 60. For you.
Mm. Oh. 60.
Yeah, but you look terrific.
I get frightened every time I say it.
Listen, really, these days, age is just a number. So we keep saying it on the show. Yeah. And I mean, occasionally we get a little bit ageist, but the real rule is, like, none of it matters anymore. It's all such a different world.
Yeah, no, completely.
All
completely.
Right, well, listen.
You know what? It's so funny, because you just say the transformation that I've had in the past 16 years from being 115 kilograms to being in love. Life has definitely taken me on the best journey ever. And it's been hard. It's not been an easy one. But, yeah, it's been a great 16 years.
Are you happier now than you've ever been?
Yes.
Amazing.
I don't even have to think about that. I couldn't ask for anything more in my life. I'm blessed. I have got so many gifts given to me.
That's fantastic.
I sound like one of those esoteric crazy people. No, yeah, I'm so gifted.
The reason I asked you is because I know that's true for you right now. And it's just such a great thing to aspire to, is for anybody who's going through a shitty time, anybody who's feeling insecure about the way they look, anybody who's not having the best time in business, anybody whose relationships aren't great. There's always hope.
There is always hope, and you've got to believe, and you've got to have faith and trust. I promise you, it's all possible. It's all possible. It's very possible. And I don't even know how to even put it into words to say that it's true. It's you know, you've got to believe that it's the there's this true love that is waiting for you.
Now, just one last thing before you go. And by the way, a lot of people saying good Shabbos. Good Shabbos to everybody for Friday.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, but, everybody. Good
but
Shabbos.
This is just quickly and completely unrelated. That, you know, I was thinking the other day, when you get into your late 60s, Law, and it might happen sooner than you think. Joan Rivers always spoke about how dry her vagina would get. Does that worry you?
No. So, I'm on pills.
Okay.
I'm on hormone pills.
Good.
I can't be doing that. And there's also something that you can use, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Here's my other cat.
Hello, other cat.
Lube.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a good point.
Please.
Yeah.
You don't need. You've got to be innovative.
So your message to older women is just don't worry about a dry vagina.
Yeah, don't just think, Gareth.
Dry vagina.
No.
Women can use lube when they get older, but men have to go to a lot more trouble.
Yes. No, we have to take pills to be able to, you know, get there. And yeah, it's a big problem.
Well, that's why you've got to make sure that you go for a younger guy who can keep it up all the time.
Nice.
That's what I've got. I'm blessed.
That's what you got. You got it all. So let's recap. Lots of sex on Sunday morning for Valentine's Day, then a nice romantic lunch, then possibly even more. No dry vaginas. Plenty of love. Laura's the happiest she's ever been. It's just fantastic. This is what a great... You know what? You've made my Friday, and I'm going to have a good weekend.
Oh, good.
I'm living vicariously.
I hope you all have the most beautiful weekend because there's always a happy ending to everything, even COVID.
There we go.
There's positivity for everything because there's a reason for everything.
You're very inspiring, and this morning is not ridiculous at all. Thank you for being on the show. You have made me feel much better, and Sia and Leanne and everybody else. So thanks, Laura. Lots of love.
Lee, you're looking beautiful. Thank you. G, thank you very much. Sia, thank you for my sweet, my wonderful catch up with G.
All right. Well, we love you lots, Law, and have a great Valentine's Day.
I will. Thanks.
with your crazy hair. Jesus. How's that hair? Wow. And she calls herself a stylist. With that hair. Okay, so... Dr. Robin says, and this is a very important message, public service announcement from Dr. Robin, nobody ever needs to have a dry vagina. I'm here to help, because Dr. Robin is involved in that part of the anatomy. And, you know, Joan Rivers always used to say, my vagina is so dry. She'd say, it was so dry. An Arab man came out of it on a camel the other day.
Oh, my Lord. She is so offensive.
God, I loved her. Let's not get to that point. All right, listen. We've got George Meany joining us in a moment, but Reagan says that he remembers Elizabeth the homeless woman. Do you remember her, Leanne?
Yes, of course I do. If she had a house to plug in her radio, she would listen to 5FM.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, we recorded she used to say that. That's right.
I'm Elizabeth the homeless woman, and if I had a house to plug in my radio, I would listen to Gareth Cliff.
Yes.
And Elizabeth the homeless woman used to call in because I would buy her airtime, remember?
Yeah.
And then I'd buy her airtime, and then she'd call in, and then she'd sometimes take the airtime that I'd given her and spend it on like booze, and then we wouldn't hear from her for months. Remember? And she used to drink hand sanitizer under the bridges that she lived. Old Elizabeth, the homeless woman. She used to live under a bridge in Cape Town. People used to phone us from Cape Town and say, "I think I've just seen Elizabeth under the bridge." So I'd say, "Well, wave to her. Tell her I say hello. And where's my fucking money?" Yeah, those are the good old days. Elizabeth the homeless woman. I hope she's all right. I haven't spoken to her in some time. Maybe I should check in on her.
Well, how can you?
Well, exactly. I mean, she doesn't have airtime and she's probably drinking hand sanitizer. And listen, it's a good time if you're a hand sanitizer drinker. It's a good time to be alive. Sure, there's a lot of supply.
No, you're going to die if you do that.
This is not a medical show, okay? Do not get any medical advice from us on this show. It's a very, very bad idea. Okay, let's get to George. Thank God there's someone smart on the show finally after all this nonsense. So here he is, George Meany. He is the CEO of Auto Trader. And every Friday, George joins us to talk about cars and about the motoring lifestyle and about what's selling and what's buying and what people are doing and what we have to know about the world of transport in a much bigger sense. So, George, what do you got for us today?
Morning, Gareth. I remember the days when I was younger, homeless people used to drink, what's that purple stuff?
Methylated. Yes. But they would put it through bread because the bread would remove the methyl alcohol, but it could keep the ethyl alcohol. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I think
worse. Now it's hand sanitizer.
I think Elizabeth used to do that as well. I can't remember what she called it, though. There's a word for it. There's a name for straining methylated spirits through bread and drinking. And listen, I do not advise this because methyl alcohol is extremely poisonous. It not only will poison your digestive tract, but it can make you blind. So you don't want to do that.
Just like
I'll stop that immediately.
Please, Leanne, I've been trying to tell you for a long time. All right, George, what's going on?
Well, Apple has been in the rumor mill that they're planning an electric car of their own called the Apple Car. I don't know what it's going to be called, but they're still a little bit mum. But a few kind of facts seem to have surfaced, and they plan to build a self-driving car. And what they seem to be confused about is, should they support another OEM and put their software and tech into someone else's car, or should they build the car themselves, or should they go directly to driverless cars and not even build a car that you drive yourself?
Well, what would you feel about this? Because there used to be a time where I'd say, oh, well, you know, you got to stick to your knitting. McDonald's should only make burgers. But Apple is such a good technology company. And if you look at companies like Samsung and, you know, some of the other Korean companies and Japanese companies, they're really good at making everything from fridges and hi-fis right the way through to phones and even cars in some cases. So why the hell should we prevent Apple from having a go at trying to make a car? It might end up being very, very sexy.
Exactly. And, they've got so much money in the bank. They can afford to get this right.
Sure.
They can build this. They can buy a small country, I think.
Okay.
So another question that I kind of stumbled on the answer to, should I say, I stumbled on the answer and then I thought it was a good question, is that how do you reduce the risk of COVID-19 airborne transmission inside your car?
Well, you put a mask on your car because Leanne believes that masks absolutely will save you from COVID, and it's a surefire way. And anyone who doesn't wear a mask is definitely guilty of murder. So it must be putting a mask on the front of your car, right?
Oh, well, wait a minute. I know. If it worked for methylated spirits, then you need to put some bread over your vents and some bread over your exhaust. Boom.
Why are the exhausts here?
Oh, I don't know. Filtration. Bread over your windows then, something.
So it turns out that the best way to probably avoid getting yourself contaminated inside your car is to actually just have good ventilation, is to open the windows.
But then won't the COVID get in and kill you?
Well, it turns out that a gentleman with a degree in fluid dynamics, is the flow of fluids, and believe it or not, air is kind of like, acts like a fluid. He showed that air, if you open up the back window of the car, let's say the back left-hand window of a car and the right front window of a car, the air actually enters the window at the back, travels around the back of the passengers in the rear, and then around the side and out the driver's side window. Some of the air circulates inside again, but you get rid of a lot of air that way.
That's how my fart system works.
Yes.
Works really well. I get rid of a lot of air that way.
When you got people in your car, you just push the two buttons on the opposing ends for the windows and you get air out of the car.
Your fart.
Left back vent open, right front. Works like a charm.
Leanne, that's great. It's a system, huh?
It circulates past all the passengers. They don't even notice it.
It's system. Leanne's system. Fart system. I love it. Okay, very good. George, I got a compliment for you here from Karina. Karina says, somehow, I've never seen how George looks, and despite his voice being sexy as fuck, he looks so much younger than he sounds. Sure.
My voice sounds old.
Wow, George. You take my voice sounds old. She's full of compliments for you. She first says your voice is really sexy, and then how much younger you look. So actually, it's full of compliments, but typically you go straight to the criticism. Learn to accept compliments, George. Come on.
Come on. Yeah. Well, At least Elon Musk can accept compliments, because you Instagrammed the other day that he has bought $1.5 million in $1 billion in Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's right.
And now Tesla is also accepting Bitcoin for payment for vehicles. Would you pay for a car in Bitcoin?
Yeah, I don't see why not. And I think lots of other companies probably going to follow suit. Bitcoin currently trading $47,288. So I don't know. I mean, Sean Saunders had some interesting things to say about that yesterday. You might want to listen to the podcast if you missed it. But Elon Musk is a visionary, and he is messing around on social media a lot these days, playing with, you know, all kinds of cryptocurrencies and chasing up the stock price on various things. And he might get into trouble for all of that. But you've got to watch the guy, because he really is interesting to pay attention to.
Well, Tesla has $19 billion in cash in the bank.
Right.
So investing $1.5 billion in a risky venture isn't too bad, if you ask me. I mean, I think he's just diversifying what the cash. Cash. Yeah. You know, my I always say, cash in the bank actually means nothing. It's correct. Not the currency can fall through the floor at any moment.
Mm-hmm. Spot on. And, so if you consider the way that Bitcoin has grown over the last while and what the future possibilities and potential of Bitcoin are, it would be as sensible as investing your money in a company.
Exactly. Or in some physical thing, or turning stock over, or something like that. So you know what? Good on Elon Musk. But there are a couple of car dealers worldwide that have been trading cars with Bitcoin for quite a while now. There's one dealer in the US that accepted payment for a Lamborghini in Bitcoin just when the Bitcoin first kind of positive wave started, which I think was in about 2017 or 2016. Mm-hmm. Somebody got their hands on Bitcoin, and suddenly there was this rush for Bitcoin, and he made a lot of money and bought a Lamborghini with it.
Bloody hell. There's that famous story about the pizza, where a guy paid like a whole Bitcoin for a pizza, most expensive pizza ever bought. Because now, obviously, the price is so ridiculously high. Sia, why are you pulling faces and laughing? What's going on there? Oh, God. What is going on with you two? I'm so sorry, George. You know, George, they've behaved themselves the whole way through the show, and then when you come on, they start misbehaving. What is it with you two? Look at them.
Oh my God, it hurts so much.
I think I spotted Leah nearly making out with her cat.
No, okay. So, I mean, let's not make this bad radio, but on the screen, if you're watching on webinar, my cat was in the corner and I leaned towards her, and I didn't even need to hear what Sarah was thinking. Or hear what he was saying, because I could see what he was thinking on his face. But he was thinking, you're going to make out with your cat. Then the two of us got the giggles. I went off camera, and that made it worse. I'm so sorry.
And see, I can't even. He's laughing so much he can't speak at the moment.
We're basically like school kids in a classroom when we shouldn't be laughing. Sorry.
Yeah, George, you and I are talking about Bitcoin.
I know.
And we're talking about investing, talking about Tesla and expensive pizzas. And these two morons are behaving like children.
What I'm surprised about is that Sia actually knows what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, the most expensive pizza, but Leanne was about to make out with the cat. She really was.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry. Please go on.
Serious thoughts. Yes.
All right, what else have you got for us, George? Just ignore
that. So lastly, this one's just for you, Gareth, and that is United Airlines. You familiar with the airline called United Airlines?
Yes, it's an American
airline. Yeah, it's pretty big. They've just invested $1 billion into a company by the name of Archer, which is a future flying taxi company.
Yes, I do love those flying cars. You know that.
I do. That's why I look out for them.
You flying this weekend, George?
Yes, if the weather's good tomorrow, definitely flying this weekend. Over the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's been terrible weather, and I've been able to fly once in the last probably 4 weeks. out of interest, January has been the worst month since 2008 for light aircraft crashes. There's been over 20 crashes in the month of January.
In South Africa, you mean?
South Africa, yeah.
Wow. And it's probably weather related.
They're putting it down to the weather that we've had. We've had almost what's called El Nino, El Nini weather the last 4 weeks.
George, you guys haven't gone back to the office yet at Auto Trader, have you?
No, we haven't. We haven't. And unfortunately, I don't see the need for us to go back to the office until this thing is significantly gone.
Are you totally cool now with like doing meetings on Zoom at home and all that stuff? Because I had four of them yesterday in a row, and it can be as exhausting as doing one meeting after the other in the office.
I mean, I think the thing you lose over Zoom is a little bit of 90% of communication is not verbal, so you lose a little bit of that. Although you can see somebody on the screen, like Sia's busy glitching at the moment, so you don't know, you don't quite get the body language.
But that's not technology. That's actually what happens with Sia as a person. You know that, having met him.
Exactly. I'm having a software malfunction as we speak.
Precisely.
But other than that, it works. But you're right. It is tiring. It's just as tiring as being in the office in back-to-back meetings. And I've been looking out for the thing we spoke about last week and the week before, which was trying to change my environment as often as I can, so that my brain doesn't switch off to the peripheral.
That's such an important point, and it's I think this is the third week in a row we've brought it up, and it makes so much sense. You don't learn new things unless you change your environment, unless you take a different route to work every day. In the old days when we used to go to work every day, you don't learn anything new. It almost becomes by rote, and your brain just goes into slow mode. It's incredible.
It's like that autopilot. Do you ever drive in your car? Not that you do much lately, and not that you do almost at all, Gareth, because you don't have a car yet, have you?
I'm driving a car. Yeah, I'm driving a car from Phil, but the point is, from DeWitt Motors. But the point is that I go in for the TV show on a Monday, and I go to the shops, and that's about it.
But in the past, when you used to drive the same route every day, did your brain? Did you ever wake up? Just as in inverted commas, and think to yourself, "I can't remember the last 3 kilometers."
Oh, all the time, easily.
And I think that novel thing. It's if you take the same route to work, your brain just goes into this autopilot mode, and you forget.
Well, how is business in terms of buying and selling cars at the moment? Because you were telling us about record months last year in terms of the number of people visiting the site, looking at cars, even buying. Is that continuing? And what do you think the future holds for transport in South Africa and the world, but most especially because it affects us here? I mean, what are you guys picking up?
January has been no different to the end of last year. We're absolutely flying. Traffic to our site, people visiting our websites, is growing in excess of 40%, and that started around April, May, just after lockdown. We started seeing this massive spike. So what's happened is people are not buying new cars; they're buying used cars. And we benefit from that. So we get a lot of traffic and conversion, and used car dealers are doing reasonably well. The only downside is that they're running out of good quality stock, which is keeping the prices not high. It's just keeping the prices afloat. So there's lots of demand, very limited supply, and a new car is bleeding, and that's because there's been a spate of price increases. Now, if you ask me what the future holds, I think there's two things. One, it's a little known fact that more than 60% of all manufactured cars in South Africa are exported.
Wow.
So we're a net exporter of motor vehicles.
Okay.
Our economy is not big enough to sustain the automotive supply that we push out of our manufacturing plants. Mm-hmm. And there's two risks on the horizon. If we don't do anything this year, if we don't do these two things this year, then the automotive industry in South Africa will go down like Australia has gone down. And the first thing is we need to retool those manufacturing plants for electric vehicles.
Yes.
because of the 60% export. And you know, Europe, England have all got deadlines on these internal combustion engine vehicles. They won't accept them. So if they won't accept them, we're dead in the water at that point in time. So that's the first challenge. The only way to do that is for the government to come to the party and incentivize OEMs to retool their plants. Unfortunately, Ford and Toyota have had massive investments in the country over the last year, and Ford's just announced another massive investment. So that's good. And Ford is pulling out of Brazil. So South Africa seems to be a good place for manufacturing.
Well, I hope people are listening.
The other problem, though, is if we don't get our manufacturing tooling over to electric cars, because of that export problem, 7% of our GDP is cars. If we don't do that, we have to do another thing. And I'd say both of these need to be done. And the other thing is we need to incentivize the import of electric cars. Because both of those together, manufacturing locally in South Africa, as well as importing electric cars, can change South Africa to a greener future.
Yeah.
And the thing standing in the way of the imports is a 25% import tax.
I think those are both such valid points to make, because ultimately, if we don't think about them now, it's going to be too late. And we've got a chance now to start making the moves in order to accommodate the change to electric and keep our manufacturing sector alive. Have you noticed how Leanne and Sia pretended to pay attention the whole way through that instead of just laughing?
70% of our GDP is from cars.
Seven.
I'm pinching my fingers so that I don't lose concentration.
7%, not 70. So, Sia, you were not paying attention at all. Neither are you. All right.
No, that was a slip of my tongue.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks.
Quickly, before we let you go, George, and we're already 10 minutes over the normal time of the show, but this is interesting. John says, George, if you could buy any electrical vehicle, what would it be?
Anyone in the world, a Tesla. Anyone in South Africa, a Jaguar I-Pace.
Okay, there we go. John, thank you for your question. Okay, everybody, have a happy weekend. Happy Valentine's Day for Sunday, and I hope you find love like Laura Maisel did. And remember, it's never too late. Never give up hope. That was the idea of the show today. Have an excellent Friday and a good weekend, everyone. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com